One topic covered was vitamin D. It was discovered on the UW-Madison campus and is now routinely added to milk. Still, Dr. Walter Willett says those in Wisconsin and other northern climates without strong sunlight year-round may not be getting enough. He notes some multivitamins now provide more than double the recommended daily allowance.
The amounts in milk, even if you drink 3 glasses a day, will still be pretty low and not get you up to the desirable levels. So I think for most of us, the reality is, if we want to live in the northern United States, we should probably be taking some vitamin D in supplemental form.
Willett is not as supportive when it comes to pills of another kind. He cites studies on the effectiveness of statins to control high blood pressure.
The best drugs do not reduce our risk all that much. They're only modestly beneficial. Again, statins, like maybe 30% reduction is what the meta-analysis suggests.
Willett says to get blood pressure down low enough, people should also exercise and watch what they eat. As for the American diet as a whole, the country's consuming a lot of what he says we shouldn't, white bread and soda, for instance. And while some food makers are reducing harmful trans fats, Willett says in general, few consumers are listening to what science has to say about the link between diet and health. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.